This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Verse of scripture that's very familiar, however I would that you would turn there, found in John chapter 12, verse 32. John chapter 12, verse 32, and I won't be long before you, but I do want to share this word afresh. John chapter 12, verse 32, when you have it, say amen. Let's begin reading now. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. But just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, lifters wanted. Lifters wanted. My brothers and sisters, this word that Jesus speaks is relevant not only to the disciples in his day and the people of his day, but it is a relevant word for the believers here today. When Jesus mentions this word, it is on the backs of him reminding the disciples of the way that he would die, reminding him, or them rather, that he came to die, that he was born to die, that he lived to die, and that when he died, 3 days later, he would get up again. When Jesus says, "And I, if I," that "I" is emphatic because he wants them to know that this focus on him is important. And I love the way John highlights and spotlights the various views of Jesus. As a matter of fact, John 6:35, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." He talked about Moses and them eating bread and manna in the wilderness, but the bread that he represents is living bread. They ate the manna in the wilderness, but they died. He was letting them know he is the living bread. In John 9:5, he says, "I am the light of the world. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And he makes clear that we understand, because if you back up to the 8th chapter and the 12th verse, he says again, "I am the light of the world." And that's one of the reasons why he tells us to let our light so shine. Why? That men may see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. But then he goes on to tell us in John 10:9, "I am the door." He's emphatic with these "I ams." Now he says he's the door because he's the door to the sheepfold. And the way sheepfolds were designed in Jesus' day, there was one way in and one way out. and the shepherds knew the sheep by name. And he would stand at the door and let the sheep out of the pen, name by name. And they'd go out into the pasture and they'd eat the grass of the pastures, and he'd let them graze in the pastures. And then even it was time to come back in, he'd come back and count each one as they came through the door. And he's letting us know that as the door, he's the door of provisions. He's the door of protection. He's the door of blessings. He's the door of everything the sheep needed to go through. And so he makes clear to us, he is the door. John 10 and 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd versus just a shepherd. In other words, he was the true shepherd that God sent to shepherd his people. I am the good shepherd. John 11, 25 says, I am the resurrection and the light. I am no one else. And he makes clear, if you live, believe in him, you shall never die. Now he's talking about spiritually knowing him and believing him and accepting him. And then John 14 and 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And then John 15 and 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And that's why when he jumps to verse 5 and he says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Listen, he made clear to all of us that all of us who are in him are blessed and benefit because we are in him. And without him, we can do nothing. When he says I, it's emphatic, my brothers and sisters. If I be lifted up, let's look at the word lifted, because the word lifted carries a dual connotation. The first one is elevation. Elevation. Say elevation. See, he said in John 3:14, as the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He said, listen, for God, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 17, for God has not sent his Son in this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus is making clear that he must be lifted up so men can see that he is the sacrificial lamb. Without Jesus, men cannot receive pardon from their sins. Without Jesus and the precious blood of Jesus, men cannot be redeemed. Without Jesus and his sacrificial, perfect, pure blood, men would not have a way back to the Father. And Jesus makes clear it's all about him. The second word for lift is not just elevation, but exaltation. Because not only is Jesus supposed to be lifted up on the cross, because the cross becomes the central theme of the Word of God. The cross as crude as it is, as rude as it is, as rough as it is, as mean and ungodly as it is, became the symbol of hope. And Jesus was making clear that he had to be lifted up on that rugged cross because of what he offered to mankind. Now listen at this, because I need you to see this. The exaltation is your way of lifting Jesus up in your praises of him, your glorying of him, your honoring him of him, and your telling others about how good he's been. If those of us whom he has saved and delivered and blessed and healed and brought through and is bringing through and has done all of these wonderful things can't tell somebody about Jesus, who can? There ought to be a witness of some Jesus lifters in the house. Listen, you ought not be ashamed to lift him up who has lifted you up. You ought not be ashamed of him who has picked you up and turned you around. You ought not be ashamed of him who met you in the midnight hours and brushed the tears from your eyes. You ought not be ashamed to be there and represent the one who has counseled with you, taken sweet counsel with you, and shown you the way when men have left you by yourself. It ought to be easy for us to exalt Jesus, to lift him up. And then he says, if you do your part, because notice he says, and I, if I. Now, when I think it's necessary for me to make clear that the if doesn't belong to Jesus. The if is on us. Because Jesus knew he was going to die. I told you already, he came to die. He had a body prepared for him to die. And so death was, without a doubt, what his mission was going to be. So where does the if come in at? The if comes in on our part if we lift him. If we lift him. Listen, he's already been historically lifted, but now our responsibility is to continue to lift him up spiritually. We're to lift him up with our exaltation to make folk understand that the God that we serve and his son is worthy to be praised, worthy to be honored, worthy for those of us who know him to let others know about him. Then he says, we'll draw. He didn't have to say I because he said that twice already. We'll draw. In other words, if you do your part, mine is automatic. God placed in Jesus a magnetic field, and then according to John 6:44, God has chosen those who will come to Jesus. So at the name of Jesus, and when he is lifted like a magnet, it's drawn to him. People who hear that name are drawn to him. Why? They may not know, but they know something is happening on the inside. They're drawn to him because they hear his voice. They're drawn to him because they sense his spirit. They're drawn to him because he identifies with them and their issues. They're drawn to him because the Father has drawn them. And he's made clear, anyone the Father has placed in his hand, the devil in hell can't cast out. And so When we lift him up, the word draw represents expectation. So not only do we have elevation lifting him up, not only do we have exaltation to give him high praise, glorious praise, that which he is worthy of and deserves. For the Bible tells us that God has already highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and of earth and under the earth, and that every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Who wouldn't want to lift up somebody like Jesus? I thank God for Jesus. I bless the holy name of Jesus, and I'm so grateful to God that he has chosen me to lift him up. But not only me, he has chosen you. Every born again believer, you are wanted to be a lifter of the name Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, I need you to know, if there ever was a time we needed to lift Jesus up, it's now, right now. We don't need to sit on our church pews looking pretty and acting all cute and sophisticated. We need to stand up and let everybody know on the inside and the outside that Jesus is Lord. And my brothers and sisters, I'm convinced that the more we lift Jesus up, the more Jesus will draw those whom the Lord, the Father, has given to him. And I've got to tell you, time is running out. The old folks say it's getting late in the evening, and the sun is going down. And I don't know who you are, and I don't know what your situation may be, but what God has done through Jesus Christ for you is worthy for him to be lifted. May I ask you a question this morning? Will you lift him up? Can Jesus count on you lifting him up in your homes? Lifting him up in your schools? Lifting him up on your jobs? Lifting him up in the marketplace? Lifting him up on the highways and byways? Lifting him up in your neighborhoods? Lifting him up in your social and sororities? Lifting him up in every area of your life? Is he worthy, and can he count on you to lift him up? Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody. Do me like the Lord. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm so glad he saved me one day. And I'm so glad what the Lord has done for me. I'm not ashamed of telling. One day when I was on my way to hell, the Lord stopped on in. Yes, he did. And He picked me up and turned me around. And my brothers and my sisters, I've been rising and sometimes falling. But every time I call the name Jesus, something happens on the inside. God shows me He's not through with me yet. He's still working on me. I wish I had a witness here. Is He working on you? If you would just learn to give Him the praise and the glory, the honor that He deserves, and lifting Him up as if it all depended on you, then you'll watch what God can do through you. May God bless you. May God keep you, is my prayer. The doors of the church are open, whoever you are today. Make no mistake about it. The Lord loves you in spite of you. The Lord loves you so much that He gave His best for you. I don't know about you, but I do know God has need of your service. Think about where He's brought you from. Think about what He's doing for you right now. Think about what you need Him to do for you in the future. Can I see the hands of those of you who know the Lord has brought you from a mighty long way and you're not ashamed? See, if you're afraid to lift your hands, you're afraid to lift Him up. Hallelujah.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Faithful towards me. Your loving kindness.